With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Whether you're looking to buy your dream home or rent a sweet apartment, give Redfin your gotta-have-it wish list of property features, and you'll receive real-time notifications tailored just for you. Ready to see it up close and personal? Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Don't wait to find your perfect match. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Okay, listeners, so if you're like me and you've tried to do this New Year's resolution thing.
Oh, yeah, girl.
And it is going to the gym. And let me tell you, I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate going to the gym. I don't enjoy sweating.
I don't.
But do you know what makes it better?
What?
Listening to an audiobook.
It does make it better.
Totally agree.
Sarah J. Maas is like, makes my workout on the treadmill go by 10 times as fast. Next thing I know, I've listened to 10 chapters. And my workout is done.
Look at you.
Look at me multitasking, getting my New Year's resolution done, plus doing my favorite thing, which is reading a book.
Yes, I love it.
And you can get a free month of Audible and a free audiobook.
Free book.
Yeah, you can.
All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/FOFpod to get your free 1 month trial of Audible plus a free audiobook.
That's audibletrial.com/FOFpod.
Welcome to Flights of Fantasy, your podcast book club. I'm Kim, and I'm joined, as always, by my book besties, Anna and Christina.
Hi!
The hand motions
I was voguing.
We're voguing.
I was also hand motion dancing while you were averting your eyes to not take a lettuce. And
was.
So, really, just if you would have looked, man, would you have googled.
We were dancing away.
I would have had to redo it, and it would have just been a whole time. But I'm so happy that you had a great time doing that.
We really did.
But tonight, we are doing our current KU reads, current Kindle Unlimited reads episode.
Yes.
We are so excited. We love KU.
We should be sponsored by KU. What are we doing?
Honestly.
I'm telling you.
Amazon, contact us. We're available.
Okay. Alrighty.
So we're doing a current KU reads. We have romance, we have mafia, we have some sports romances,
sports.
We have some fantasy. We just got the whole kit and caboodle.
All the things.
So
we got an appetizer of books for you tonight.
We got a charcuterie board. KU reads.
You know, a KU charcuterie board. That's what we present to you this evening.
No spoilers, right?
No spoilers.
Okay, so you're free to listen.
Spoily free.
You know how strict we are on that. And I will say, mostly Anna, but we did get a DM from somebody that was listening to another podcast and something about Throne of Glass got spoiled and she was very upset about it. Like, kind of a big thing.
Rough.
What?
And she messaged us and she was like, I just want to let you guys know that I'm so thankful that you guys don't do spoilers and, like, you're always so, you really, like, are communicative with us about when you're going to talk about spoilers because I was listening to something and I found out something kind of big about the series and I'm really bummed out. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
That hurt my heart so much.
I was literally about to say that hurts my heart.
Yeah.
It was really sad. Okay.
Okay. Let's go.
I'm going to start us off. My gosh. Friends.
Kim, listeners. What are you bringing to the table?
Do I have a book for you? So the book I'm going to talk about is called Scandalized by Ivy Owens.
This was the New Year's one, right? With the fireworks.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes. Fireworks in my soul, in my heart, all over the place. It is. Okay. So Ivy Owens is actually a pen name for, I don't know if y'all are familiar with the author duo Christina Lauren.
So I had no idea who this was, but friend of the podcast, Nicole.
Oh, I love them.
Hi, actually clarified for this for me just today because I was like, who is this Christina Lauren you keep referring to?
Just like
very well-known
the duo.
Rom-com duo. Yeah. So the Christina is one girl and Lauren is another. And Lauren broke off and wrote this book. And her pen name for this is Ivy Owens.
Okay.
Yes.
And so I was very, I didn't know this until after I'd already read the book. I just thought, like, this was recommended to me by, not to me personally, but by Beach Reads and Bubbly on Instagram. If you don't follow her.
Oh, she's great.
What are you doing with your life?
Top-notch.
She's fantastic. Yeah. If you like rom-coms, like thrillers, mysteries, she is your gal.
Yes.
So she recommended this. She was like, this was my favorite romance of 2022. And I was like, huh, sold.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
Guys, this book. Okay, first of all, I need you to picture with me here. Let me paint you a picture.
Okay, my eyes are closed. I'm picturing.
Henry Golding from Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, love him.
Yep.
As the lead male.
Mm-hmm. I'm picturing it.
The girl who cares about her, doesn't matter. Because really, it's all about him. I literally couldn't tell you what she looks like because I was so
so focused. Yeah.
So focused on. His name is Alec in the book, which like,
Good name.
Okay. Hello. Okay. But listen, so instead of me talking about this book, what I'm going to do for you is even better. I'm going to read to you a review written by, you might know or might not, Allie Hazelwood of The Love Hypothesis.
Our STEM girl.
We love her. We love everything she does.
She's fantastic.
Yes.
Love Hypothesis was one of my favorite books. I think, I'm pretty sure I read it last year. Lord only knows. And she wrote the funniest review. Like, she's fangirling, like, amazing. Psycho obsessed with this book.
Oh my God, read it.
Okay, so Allie Hazelwood. Edited to add, I reread some scenes last night because I was in that mood.
Oh.
TMI. And oh my ever-loving God, why is this book so good? This book is so hot and good and amazing, of course, but also so, 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 so hot. Okay, so Gigi is our main character and she's a badass journalist who gets stranded at the airport with no place to sleep, no place to shower, no clean underwear. Oh, noes. But guys, she meets by chance her childhood BFF's big brother, Alec, whom I may or may not have cast Henry Golding for in my head.
What?
Same page.
Like, did you text Allie? Are you talking to her?
We're secretly friends. It's fine. she reconnects. She meets Alec, which leads to them reconnecting and him letting her stay in his hotel room. And, guys, this is in all caps, by the way. Guys, this book is so steamy. The sex is out of this world. I would like to say fire, eggplant emoji, butt, fire, heart, fire, fingers pointed towards each other, melons. But there's more, because Alec actually has a secret identity. That's actually not so secret. It's mostly that Gigi is very work-oriented and doesn't pay attention to anything else. I love her, guys. And Gigi is working on this amazing case that Alec can maybe actually help her with, and their connection is just off the charts. And it was supposed to be a one-night stand, but hey, I guess they're going to have more sex and same emojis as above. So then what happens is that Gigi and Alec have to navigate this incredible scorching instant connection they have been blessed with around the fact that, one, Alec has a very public career. He's a very famous, like, he shouldn't say he's a K-pop actor, but that's like what he is.
He's like a K-pop person, yeah.
Very, very famous. Very, ultra amazing. Famous. Like Brad Pitt in his heyday.
Okay. Level. Oh, wow. Okay.
And someone says, she goes, guys, there is a Trevor Noah cameo and my obsession with Trevor Noah is infinite. So I was like, was this book written for me? Was it? Was my secret brain privacy invaded in the making of this book? And two, Gigi has a really demanding career and the case she's been working on is super close to a breakthrough. And three, Alec lives in London, so they only have 2 weeks together. Gotta love that sense of urgency. Gotta love it. Four, Alec is actually more tied to Gigi's career than you would expect. Dun, dun, dun. And then Eden, guys, Eden is Gigi's BFF and roomie, and she's like the fangirliest of fangirls, and like, I am her, she is me, I have never felt so seen. Eden, if you're reading this, I am free on Thursday night. If you want to hang out, please read this, and then let me know if you want to hang out on Thursday night when I am free. But really, like, I was crying laughing. She's so funny.
Oh my God.
But really, in all seriousness, guys, this book is so unapologetically steamy. I just love how much time we spend with the characters just being together and bonding over their sexual compatibility and the fact that they really like each other as people and they really want the best for each other. And like, I really feel like this review is not driving home how much I feel for them as people supporting each other and how beautiful a love story this was, because I cannot stop talking about the phone sex scene, which is...
Oh, guys, oh my really? God.
It is... so hot. I can't even.
Really?
I need you to just read that scene. And I know you can't read it.
A phone sex scene. Really?
Well.
Oh, I believe it.
I'm not even going to say anything.
So, you know, I've only read one. It was not well done. Okay. So, you know, I got
to. I can't say more about the phone sex scene, but all I need you to know is that I desperately need you to read it. And you will also be thinking about it forever. Okay.
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 Noted.
Okay, great.
Basically, guys, please buy this book. Do it for me. Do it for Trevor Noah.
Do it for Trevor.
Also, My Kingdom for a sequel about Eden, but also about Sunny, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, this is the last thing. She goes, I got an arc from the publisher, which I'm not even sure who the publisher is because I should pay more attention to these things, but I don't know. I want to say Simon & Schuster. Thank you, Simon.
She is hysterical.
Like, did she sell the book or did she sell the
book?
Yes,
that's it. Like, that's it. Done.
There's nothing I could say.
So sold.
That's better than this.
I was going to say, truly 100%, I'm like so sold. It is. I can't wait.
Guys, it's so good. It's so steamy and like he's so into her that incredible.
Is it like Guy Fawkes first?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's so into her. Okay. She's very like, you're a famous actor. Like, first, she doesn't know, which I find. Yeah. She's an investigative journalist. She's doing this like.
Investigative, kind of like a but sex she doesn't trafficking know.
Ring. Right. I'm like, okay. She's like, I don't watch TV. And I'm like, yes, you do. Everybody watches
TV. Everybody watches TV. But,
yeah. Like, come on, girl.
But so, yeah, that part was a little bit like, okay, whatever. But you move past that pretty quickly because she does find out and she's super freaked out. And he's like, I want to see you. And she's like, why? Like, you are the most famous actor ever right now, like, yeah. And he's like,
I love you. Oh my god, I'm so into it.
He's so into her, and like, just the things he says during sex. Oh my god, it's
okay.
So,
I need to like, read this. So this sounds sweet. Like, it's my jam. This me sounds too. Like it's my jam.
He is like so into
say,
it.
This sounds yeah, really
it's
up
so good. Like, but it's also like they do spend a lot of time together. I won't say like in what terms they do, but they end up getting to spend quite a bit of time together, and like, it's just so sweet. And oh. Eden. So I guess. I think there might be a sequel coming about Eden, who is okay. Gigi's. I gotta yes. say, also, her name is Georgia, and I really don't like the nickname Gigi, period.
Yes.
I love the name Georgia. I think it's such a, like, I would use that as a girl name, but I'm like, don't.
Love Georgia.
Don't do that. I don't like Gigi. But anyways.
Well, it sounds like a grandma name.
That's my, like yes, grandma's. My mom's grandma name is Gigi, so
oh,
I'm like,
that's
I can't.
I don't
like that. I don't like.
That's why I think
can't
that.
Go there.
Why does this sound like a grandmother name? It's because your children call your mom.
Yeah, my yeah. children call my mom Gigi. So I'm just going to say that that's not my favorite. But anyways, y'all, it is so freaking good. I cannot even tell you. You will love okay. it. It Need, is sold.
I'm sold. I'm totally sold. I'm
like
very excited.
100%.
Absolutely.
I will. I'm going to go on a campaign like I did with Serpent, and I'm going to nag you about it. I know we don't have time right now. Guys, our reading schedule is a little bit crazy, but it is.
Hey, I might try and cram it in before Chain of Thorns comes out yeah. on Tuesday.
Oh, you could.
I know.
Oh, you
I know. I'm still reading I Serpent. Like, so many. I have like.
You have time.
I, there's like two other books I want to read, but I'm going to like.
No, Emma.
I know, but there's like there's a hockey romance I wanted to work in. I'm trying to figure it out.
You've already read a hockey girl. Romance, Anna. I need you to go in a different direction. And I swear you would.
Okay, really no, I will. I
push
will.
The hockey romance
Hand
back.
To God.
And
I
it's,
will.
Be scandalized.
I'll be scandalized. Yeah.
If I have time, I won't have time. I'm going out of time. I really need to focus on Serpent.
You do.
And I want to focus on Serpent. Well, see, you know, you'll hear about that.
You'll hear about that at the end. Okay, next.
Okay, so I'm going to go next. I have a dark yes. mafia mm-hmm. romance. Mm. Very, I am.
Girl, I am very into the dark mafia romances. Okay. And I need like a Wait, good are, one. Okay, so, because I feel like I like the idea of them and I read... I've yes. read some bad ones, but I like the
so
idea
here's the
so
thing.
Much.
Okay,
you know?
So before I say the yeah. name of it, I've gone on like this journey with mafia romances. I yeah, they've okay. been like yeah. all okay. over yeah. like Bookstagram or my in my personal Instagram for like I would say starting like last spring, like almost a year ago, and I kept yeah. seeing them pop up. You know, like they do those reels where it's like a one liner and like the music or whatever.
Yeah,
and it's always yeah, like, yeah, and yeah. I gravitate towards like a darker book as long as it's a happily ever after, and as long as the guy can be like totally charcoal gray in real, like out mm-hmm. there in the real world, as long uh-huh. as they treat the woman like a queen and they don't treat her like shit. That's where I like am
yeah.
not okay.
Agreed. Yeah.
Agreed.
So my
yeah.
first foray into mafia romances, it was not my jam because the guys were mm-hmm. I'm okay with like the possessive alpha male thing in like the in some of these like some of these yes. tropes in the books, but there was just too much, like basically it felt like she was a captive and there was no trust and yeah. I was like, I can't get into this.
That's kind of yeah. like the one I read. It was like she yes yes
okay. So this you know? Book is called Corrupted by You by Marzi Opal.
Oh
okay.
yeah,
I read it. I've like
Corrupted yes, by You is, love it.
I actually read it and then I recommended it to a friend of the podcast, Nicole.
I was about to say, didn't you and Nicole yes. read this book
and
at
around
the same time?
Loved it too, so I feel very validated.
Oh, good.
Okay, good. Good.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and just read a quick little synopsis from like Perfect. The Goodreads because I feel like that'll just be uh-huh. way better.
Yep.
The King of Montredor. I think this is, okay, I didn't Google this. I think it's a made up city, but it takes place in Canada.
What is it?
Montredor.
Montredor.
I'm going to say that that's made up.
So
I'm going to say that's like in the country of Genovia with the Aldovia. Montrenovia.
Yes. The king of Montreador's underworld has met his match in the one woman he should stay away from, Darla. Ever since she was a young girl, she lived under the scrutiny of Montreador's elite society and played by every one of her mother's rules until she became the quintessential daughter. Then she was sold to the highest bidder. Montredor's punisher, her very own Hades, and her soon-to-be husband. Zeno Gianni de la Croix is the devil in disguise. He's older, cunning, and completely irresistible. He deceived her one fateful night, and now she's utterly captivated. She hates him. So that is basically like the setup. Just a quick...
That plus, from what you've said, him treating her
like a queen,
like a queen and all the things, this is like, oh my God, everything
yes.
I want.
Yeah. Okay, so this is, so I love it because, like I said, it's, I personally love read, like I love watching mafia movies. I love like crime shows.
You do. You've always liked that. Yeah.
Especially like darker heist things. I like it. I like a morally gray character where like they're doing a lot of morally gray shit, but you feel for them. I don't know. That's my jam, which is why I kept yes. trying to like a mafia romance. And I yeah. love this one because yes, is his business unsavory? 100%.
Maybe.
But he is, one, so close to his family. His mother is the sweetest, like, awesomest woman. Aww. The dad is amazing.
Oh, that's so good. Because a lot of times in these books, the mom is, like an antagonist. Like,
so
a bad.
So here's the thing. Yeah. He's really close with his family. He's being groomed to take over as, like, the king of the mafia family. His father is still, like, okay. the head. But his, like, dad is starting to slowly step back. And Zeno okay. is taking the reins. Okay. Then Darla comes from, like, kind of, it's a little, like, I wouldn't say it's like Romeo, like Capulets and Montagues. It's not like that level, okay. but they don't like his family, and his family's kind of ambiguous. Like they don't really care about her family. They're like, whatever. Her mother is like the mayor of the city, and she's kind of a royal bitch. Like she's just so mean and dismissive to Darla, looks down on her, just doesn't treat her very well. And she has like the synopsis says, like she has done everything that has been asked of her. And she's now the headmistress of an all-girls school. And she is awesome. Her students love her. Like, she's doing a great job. Mm-hmm. But on the side...
Go Darla.
Which is really fun. She writes, like, smutty romance books. Which is, like...
Oh, my God. That's fun.
I love that.
It's so great. Yes, and she does it. She writes under, like a pen name, a different pen name. And her mother has no idea. And it's just awesome. And it's so cute. And, okay. So, like I was saying, how Zeno is... totally morally gray. Mm-hmm. But when I say that, like, when they have this happenstance, like, they meet, it's not on purpose, and he's immediately captivated by her. Uh-huh. They have a thing. It's okay. like, and he's like, I can't get enough of her. And it's basically a marriage of convenience yes. because something happens, and he basically goes up to her mother and says, like, I'm going to marry your daughter, and I'm not going to let this get out, blah, blah, blah. Like, we'll come to an understanding.
Yes, okay.
She... This yes, we'll and Darla it. Didn't know that, like, the guy that she kind of hooked up with, or didn't kind of, hooked up with the two nights before was her family, like, the family that her family hates.
Oh.
See, now, this is great,
like, yes. So the chemistry is already there.
And a great way that then it's not, because the sold to, like, the
it's not, like, actually.
Thing is all, no, I don't mean sold, but do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, the way it's phrased is in these mafia mm-hmm, romances is sometimes, like, oh, their families have come to, it's almost it like is, an arranged yeah. marriage they haven't met. And a lot of times. And so this is the ideal scenario.
Totally is.
Because they've already hooked up. She's already had this, like, romance.
And
this
he's into her.
And then you get the, like,
yes,
that
it's awesome
dynamic.
Because that kind of has, like, already happened. And, of course, she doesn't want to do it. But the arrangement is, basically, that they will stay married for a year and then she can have a divorce is, like, kind of the agreement.
Okay.
And she's, like, sticking to it. Like, we don't need to consummate.
But then as the reader, know that she's not, like, uncomfortable consummate because she's already done it with him. You know what I mean?
That's the thing. I will say this book is pretty heavy in, like, the dom sub. There's some BDSM. The consent is handled very well. And there is a lot I will say, he is very, very respectful of her. Like, he does a lot of waiting for her to come to him.
I like
and
it.
And I appreciate that especially because of, like, the kinks in the book.
Mm, yes, yes, yes.
Right. Also, he, like, in the bedroom, like I said, it's dom sub. But out in the real world, she is his equal. And let me tell you, nobody.
Oh, I love that.
If anybody messes with her, it is amazing to see him just, like, snap. It is so well done.
Oh my God. A And I am so into this. I'm really excited.
I love that.
It's just really fun. Like,
very much up my alley.
Like these, and he, okay, without giving spoilers, there are a couple things that he does in this book that just make you swoon. Okay. He does something that was so surprising as a reader, too. Like, it surprised me that he did something this big and generous. It wasn't even so much generous as it was so incredibly thoughful to her as a person. And when he does it and, like, shows it to her with, like, no expectation, it just, like, I don't know. It was, he's just, like, this big mafia guy, but he has, like, this heart. Guys, when he finds out that she reads, like, writes all these books, he buys every book she's ever written, and he reads them.
Oh,
and his
family,
like, his mother is reading, like, which I know might be weird because it's, like, your mother-in-law, but not in this world. And it's, like, and it's so great. And, like, he also has a little sister.
So
he has a little sister
sweet.
Who, like, totally looks up to her, and they have this little bond.
Aww.
And it's great. One last thing. The night they meet, she always wears, she's a headmistress, so she always dresses a little bit more conservatively.
Yes.
And she wears hairpins a lot with her initials on them.
Okay.
And he takes the hairpin the first night they meet, and he's like, I'm keeping this basically as a souvenir.
Oh my God, I love that. Oh.
And guys, and the wedding, he uses it as a tie clip with her initials.
Oh, that's so cute.
And, like, it's like a thing throughout the book. It's like, so everyone knows who I belong to. And, like, it is, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he makes you, like, I just love this whole, like,
that's
he just loves her.
Adorable.
Stop. That's so sweet.
But then he's also, like, dirty and gritty,
God,
and there's, like,
this.
Torture scenes.
Love it. Yep.
Not torture. I should say torture, but there's, like, I think there's one or two, like, you know, interrogation scenes. There's not torture, but interrogation. And there's a whole mystery, too. There's, like,
I'm fine with it.
Threats against her, stalkers, and there's, like, an underlying, like, mystery through the whole book.
Oh, like
a mafia
protect
mob
her thing. That's
yeah,
always
there's,
great.
Like, a whole mafia
Got
mob
it.
Mystery.
Always love
and
that.
There's a big reveal, and a da-da-da, and it's just a really
okay,
fun book.
Okay,
this is,
I am
this
into
is, this.
This
is yeah. really
I am
good.
Into
yes.
this.
This seems like exactly what I want from
I think you would
here.
Like
yeah,
it.
Totally.
Nikki loved it too. We both, and
Perfect.
We were both, oh,
yes. Okay.
Okay. Sorry, last thing.
I was going to say, you haven't mentioned what you both have talked about this book.
There's, okay, he speaks to her in French.
In
so hot.
French?
Yes, because this, it's like Canada, they're in Canada, so I think they're like in
oh,
a French-speaking province. But
yes,
he
okay.
speaks to her in French, and my Kindle has come in very handy because I just highlight and it translates it for me.
Perfect.
I can say a lot of sexy things in French now.
Woo!
Okay.
Hey, man.
It is so hot.
Oh my God, I love that. I remember in our group DMs, you and Nikki were like talking about how he speaks French and like how insanely sexy
oh, it's so
it
hot.
Is. And I was like, I'm very
yes.
here for
yes.
that.
It's like when he loses
oh,
himself in like
yes.
the hot sex scenes, like the steam is
okay.
like when he starts to go,
he just like
slips into French
and
it's just
he
like.
He speaks French.
And I don't, oh, it's so hot.
Stop it. But don't.
Oh my God, I love it. I love it. Like
he can't
control himself.
So he has
he
to speak the sexiest, sexiest language of all time. Yes.
Sometimes he even tosses in a little Italian.
God.
So, I mean,
oh.
the man has no limits.
The man does it
wow.
all. The man
does it all.
I love that, Anna. That sounds amazing.
Highly recommend. It's called Corrupted by You by Marzi Opal. It's awesome. Loved it.
Love it.
Listeners, quick note.
Great rec.
When you search this on Goodreads, Corrupt by Penelope Douglas will come up. And I urge you, do not. That is not the book Anna is talking about. Okay.
Not Penelope Douglas. Nope.
It's... Please, for the love of God, do not pick this book up. Actually, you know what, really quick? Hold on. So sometimes I write reviews for books. Most of the time I don't. This is back when I like, I don't know, I was married with no kids and had nothing better to do with my time. And hang on. Let me see if I can find my review. The Corrupt by Penelope Douglas. This book was fucking insane. Disturbing. Weird. Nope. Honestly ashamed to even list this book, but hey, gotta hit my reading challenge goal.
Ha ha. Oh my God, you.
Because, you know, you make a Goodreads reading challenge and you gotta hit it. They send you emails.
Yeah, no,
it's
you
very,
gotta
it's
hit
very
it.
It's shameful
it.
If you don't hit it. They send you emails. They
oh,
shame you.
God,
it's a whole
Kim.
Thing. So, okay, just okay. I searched that and I went into our group chat and I was like, ladies, we're not talking about Corrupt by Penelope Douglas, right? Because I forgot the author of that book. And they were both like, no, God, no.
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 So just a little PSA if, like me, you search it up and that comes up. Not the book Anna's
nope,
talking
Corrupted
about, okay?
by You.
By You. Okay? Very clear distinction. Just want to throw that out there.
Okay, Christina, now hit us with something,
Hit us with some sports ball.
Guys, welcome to the sports section of the evening. Okay, yeah, here's a ball, throw it.
Woo, sports
okay,
ball.
So as we all know, I am not an athletic human. I don't watch Same. Sports. I'm not a sports gal. But do I love a sports romance? I do. Now, I've read sports romances for a while now. I wasn't able to do the first KU episode because I had just had wee little babe Owen. Yes. And then in our second one, oh no, maybe I was super pregnant. Whatever. Point is, I haven't gotten to talk about the sports romances, but it's definitely a genre that, like, of the three of us, I yes, have, I think, read definitely. The most of.
Yeah, for sure.
So, for this evening, we're going to focus on football.
Okay.
All right. Of all sports romances always have a lot of the same tropes, and I'm here for all of okay. them. One of the, like, you know, we've got a lot of forbidden, like, off-limits coach's daughter, a lot of, like, teammate's little sister, a lot of, like, all that stuff. We've got a lot of, like, tutor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He has to tutor the guy for his past his classes. There's a lot of, yes, there's a lot of physical trainer yep. situations. But one of my favorite ones that for some reason really lends itself to the sports is fake dating.
Yes.
So we've
yes.
got a lot of fake dating in the sports world.
A lot of fake dating.
So yes.
They're always looking for a girl to go to like the wedding with.
Oh yeah. Yes. Always. Well, and always just like a like, oh, you want to make this person jealous? Well, why don't I help you with that? And I want to make this person uh-huh. jealous. And then,
yeah.
Okay. So cue this book that I love, love, love. Okay. Okay. Called Blindside by Candy Steiner.
This is on
okay.
my list.
So
I've heard of Candy Steiner.
Fantastic. It's quite good. Okay. It's quite good. So of the sports romances, I feel like this is like just chef's kiss okay. of fake dating. Like we've got Love it. So Clay, we got Clay Johnson. Okay. He's like, you know, big football star.
Got it.
Okay. You know what? I'm just gonna read okay. this.
Go for it.
All right, so Clay Johnson has the abs of Adonis and the deadly smirk of the devil himself. There's hardly a day yes. he's not headline material during football season, and never a day he isn't a bullseye target for every girl on campus.
Ooh.
He's used to being the easiest of all... He used to be the easiest of all the players for me to wrangle as the public relations coordinator, but after a nasty breakup with his high school sweetheart, he's a mess.
He's a mess.
We meet to discuss his behavior and review media relations standards. But when he witnesses how I fall to pieces in front of my guitar-toting crush, his wheels start turning and he cooks up this absurd plan where he helps me get noticed and I help him make his ex jealous by pretending to be in a relationship.
Nice.
So, guys, it's so good. It's so good.
So she's like the PR. You know, she's had a PR.
She's PR, okay. and she's like, you know, she's so great, and he's so great, and he doesn't realize at the time she's, like, a virgin. She's never had a real orgasm. She kind of has, but not really. And, like, there's all these, like, things that, like, happen in their, like, little, like, that's getting ahead of ourselves. Okay, so he's like, let's make this guy jealous, and you'll help me make her jealous, whatever.
Right.
And the fake dating is so well done. There's all these, like, moments where he's so sexy, and, like, you can tell he likes her so much, but, like, he's helping her make this guy jealous,
uh-huh.
and it's like, there's this, they're at some party, and she is like, the other guy's there, and she's like, okay, I'm gonna go over here and take this shot. You stay here, and he's gonna come talk to you, and you be like, oh, I'm used to this. Like, I'm used to him leaving me at this party, la, la, la. Oh. And she was like, what are you talking about? He's not gonna come over here. And she's like, yes, he will. Just stick
okay.
here. And then he goes, and yes, then the guy comes over. He's like, hey. And she's like, oh, man, I'm used to this. He always leaves me at these parties. And he's like, oh, poor thing. And then he's like, you wanna get some air? And she's like, yeah, I do. Okay. And then they go outside. And then it's like this whole thing. And then he comes out and he's like, hey, like steals her away. And he's like walking her away. And he's like holding her by her waist. And he's like, turn around and look at him. And she's like, what? She's like, turn around and look at him. And he's like, okay. And she turns around and he's just like so jealous and upset. And she turns around and she's like, oh my God. He's like, yeah, I know. Exactly. It's working. Like, it's just like, it's so
Stop. I love it. Good. I love it.
Love but, that.
Like, but, like, also, he's, like, smirky and, like, so fun yes. and, like, sweet. And, of course, through all this, they're, like, falling in love and being adorable.
Totally.
And so then, like, they, of course, one night, like, start hooking up. And he realizes she is, like, extremely inexperienced. And she's, like, really embarrassed. And he is just, like, the most sweet, Aww. Amazing person. And he's like, no, like, I am just, like, so, like, honored that you would trust me enough to be, like, you know, like, he's just angel. So wonderful. And, like, it's just so wonderful. And then it becomes, like, this, you know, he's like, okay, so now a part of this becomes he's, like, she's like, well, you're helping him notice me, but then also maybe you can help me, like, be, like, ready to knock his socks off whenever he does, uh-huh. whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then he's, like, uh-huh. teaching her things, yep. and there's, like, lessons and, like, sexiness.
We love it. We love it.
But it's very, like, it's all about her. Like, it's, like, very yes, much, like,
love that.
Like, she and her, like, all about her being empowered and her, like, feel. It's so good. It's, like, this fake dating done so well, while also it being this, like, he's just, like, so hot while being into her yeah. and being really supportive and yeah, lovely. Yeah. And it's just, it's, like, and there's also, there's sports, whatever. But, like, it's a just, it's sports great. Are there. It's, like, the sports exist. But it's really, it's a good here. Sports romance. Yeah. No. It's, like, it's sexy, it's steamy, so it's, like,
steam
really
is,
cute.
The steam is good? We're, like, we...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We okay. like it.
Perfect.
And then, you know, virginity, girl, I don't want to say virginity trope. That seems...
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know like, what you mean, though.
The lead girl being a virgin is usually very tricky. For me, mm-hmm. like, it's tricky to handle, I think.
I agree.
Well.
Agree. And a lot
I think
of
it's done so well in this. Like, I think she's, I really, really like how it's handled. Okay. And it's like, good. Perfect. It's good. And it's like, you leave just being, yeah, it's
Yay.
Really great.
Okay, good. Good. Okay.
So there's this. So this is in the red God, saying this is ridiculous. This is a book in the Red Zone Rivals series. So there's another one right after this called Quarterback Sneak. Okay, I swear, guys, it's good. So the one right after this in the series is called Quarterback Sneak, and that's also good. I'm not going to spend too much time on it, but that's also good. I swear.
We're losing Kim.
That's, and that's a quarterback named Holden, and that's like a physical trainer girl. Okay.
Are they sneaking around?
That's also a good one. Yeah.
Well, duh.
There can't just be an easy relationship.
No, come on. Sneak is in the title, so I was just putting two and two together.
Hello? Jesus Christ. Oh, no, wait. No, sorry. She's not only the defensive coach, she's also the coach's daughter. That's also a big trope
there you go.
In yes. all the sports services.
There you go.
She's off limits.
Of course she is.
It's very fun and forbidden. Okay, so that's also a fun one. Okay. And, like, the, you know, the people from Blindside show up in
right,
that. It's fun.
I like that okay, when they show yeah. back up. Because you get, I miss characters when they're just, like, gone, and I wish they would come back, and you could just
see, like, Gianna and Claire, like, pop in, and it's, like, about, them. But it's not about them. It's fun. Okay, so then I have another one. Okay, so this is called Say You Swear by Megan Brandy.
I've been wanting to read this! Oh, I'm so glad you read this.
So, Kim, I think this is really great for us. Anna, I think that some of... I loved it. I think I was really in the right headspace for it. I think some of the romance cheesiness might be a little much for Anna. Okay. I think that some of the, like, drama, uh-huh. romance, like, situations and, like, overall cheesiness might be a little much for you.
Okay.
But I ate it up. I loved it.
This
it
has been recommended
everything I wanted.
A ton for sports yeah. romances, just FYI.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible. So, it's like, okay, pretty much it's kind of hard to explain, but it's her brother's best friend like broke her heart, like okay. she was with him for yeah. a long time, he broke her heart, and now his new teammate, he's on the football team, his new teammate is like wanting, quote, like, put her heart back together.
Oh,
like,
okay,
you know, like,
okay.
Okay.
So I have to tell you, this is, and maybe I just read it right at the right time, but this.
I love when that happens.
Really got me. I was like, it's so romantic. It's also steamy, but it's like the drama and the twists and the things that happen
okay,
are like.
Okay.
Like,
love it. Here for
it's
it.
Like sports romance, cheesy, but over the top, but dramatic, but exactly what you want. Like, you're yeah. like, oh, how could this happen? Oh, but it's so romantic. Yeah. Oh, but they're doing this. Oh, but what? And like, but it's just, he like loves her so much, but it's like, it's, oh God. I know I'm not selling it. I'm just saying, oh God, a lot. But I'm just telling you that, guys, it's really good.
If you this is on my list.
Yes. It's like, it's, and also, yeah, there are sports.
Yeah.
Fine.
Again,
but
we don't care.
Yeah. But, like, the sports are just, like, woven in a cool way, right? Like, he's like, you know, oh, he wins this big football game and all of it. And everyone wants, like, congratulate him, whatever. And all he wants to do is see her. Like, oh. we'll walk out and he, like, gets off the bus and she just is, like, oh. there in his jersey. He, like, drops his backpack and runs oh. and picks her up. And, like, it's just, like, it's so good. It's,
oh,
like,
what I you love
want
it
from this genre. Like, it's just, yeah. like, yeah. spicy and also just, like, over the top romance. Like, it's really, it's
love
good.
It. Here yeah. for it.
Love it.
Here for it. Yeah. That is on my, yeah. we have a, listeners, I have like a running KUTBR on my phone, and anytime like y'all recommend a book in our DMs or something or in our comments, I'll just add it to the list. And
we note it.
It's growing also, I will say, quickly.
Quite long. I will say I am very upset. My favorite hockey series, Briar U by Elle Kennedy, I thought was on KU.
Did they take it off? Because I was going to read that next to talk about for our next KU episode.
I love it. It's like my favorite. No. Oh, it's fantastic. Well, and maybe not all of them are, but like the ones, I really am wanting to find some hockey ones on KU because Puck Me.
I'm sorry. What?
It's a little play on words. Puck Me.
The last KU hockey one I read that I liked was Puck Me Secretly, which was
Christina.
Guys, I swear it's not that bad, but it is called that.
It's called Puck.
Okay. I promise, guys, it is not.
I like that worse.
It's good. It's
I like
good.
That less than quarterback sneak, okay? I wasn't a big fan of that title.
Now, okay, no, it's a thing. And these hockey romances, they call them puck bunnies.
Yes.
Puck bunny. Yes, that's a thing. Yes, it is. So Puck Me Secretly is not that. Oh, wait, I guess it is weird. Okay. It's weird. It's weird. I'm not going to talk about it. But listeners, if there's any KU hockey romances, I'm wanting, maybe it's winter vibes. I'm into the hockey.
Love it.
I want those.
Well, I have some on my KU list, Christina. So I'll send them to
Great.
You and maybe
send
we
my
can tack, you know, knock them out.
Not Puck Me Secretly? You don't have that one?
Not Puck Me Secretly. I do not have that one.
It's been on every list. I mean, so.
But let me tell you. So I'm about to talk about Icebreakers, but after I read Icebreakers, I was like, oh, I apparently like sports hockey romance books.
They're fun.
So I just like the next one that popped up on my Kindle. I'm not talking about it because it wasn't fantastic. So it was called Dirty Talker, and I was like, so this is what this book is. And he's like, no shirt on the cover.
Straight to the point.
There's no missing what this book is about. No,
you know,
and I was like, no talking around that.
But I was like, I'm going to download it. I'm going to download this.
You know, I mean, you do like Dirty Talk. Yeah.
I do. That is absolutely what I'm into.
All right.
So I downloaded it, and I was like, I didn't hate it, but I was like, it was 200. It was like 250 pages, so you get what you get.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Listeners, I guess I'll just throw that one out there. Dirty Talker by Mira Lynn Kelly. I mean, it's a fake dating trope.
I'm telling you, guys, these are the tropes of sports romances, and I enjoy them.
And it was hot, so.
Well, Puck Me Secretly was awesome.
Christina. You have to stop.
It was good. I promise it was good.
I'm putting it in the show notes.
And it was good.
Puck Me Secretly.
It's by Odette Stone. And it was good. And it is actually really funny. She's like, she's moving from New York to Vancouver because she's like going to work for this hockey team. And on the plane, right, she's terrified of flying. And on the plane, there's like turbulence. And the plane does actually go down. It's really bad. But
the plane does crash. You know, it's bad. But like, it's a funny story.
No, it's fine. But on the way, she's like holding the guy next to her hand. And she's like, oh my God, I don't want to die, blah, blah. And in that, she's like, and I've never been in love, and I've never, like, you know, all the guys I sleep with are terrible, and blah, 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 and all these things. And he's like, okay. And then he's like, look, you're going to be okay. You're going to survive. And when you do, I'm going to, like, show you that, like, all those guys
didn't know how to puck you secretly.
Wait. So then they crash.
Does he say, I'm going to puck you secretly?
No, he doesn't say that.
He doesn't?
No, he doesn't. I was just playing a play on words.
I was like, Christina.
Okay. No, I think he says, like, I'm going to give you the best orgasm. I don't even know.
Okay, that's fine.
So then they crash, and then but everyone's fine.
They crash?
So, yeah, the plane actually crashes. So
Jesus Christ, this book is fine. A roller coaster.
Guys, this is like the first 3 pages. Hold on. So then... not 3 pages.
I'm dying.
10. Okay, so then she wakes up. She's like bumped her head or something in the plane crash. And she wakes up and he's like, okay. And he's like, yeah. So he gives her the great orgasm. They have sex. It's great. So then he's like, bye. So then she shows up at her job at the Vancouver Wolves hockey team. And guess who's like a star player?
Guess who?
And he's like... skates up. He's like, hey. She's like, oh. He's mortified.
This is amazing. This is a lot of shit that happens before, like, the third chapter.
They are packing it in.
They are pucking it in, Kimberlyn. Yeah,
they are pucking it
really
in.
Really good. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Let's move on from sports.
Okay. Wait, I'm going to talk about Icebreakers real quick.
Oh, wow. This is probably the most high caliber book we have in sports this week.
Okay, Anna, please tell us about this book.
Okay, so, yes. Listeners, I know this book is no longer on KU. I read it, and I was so excited to talk to you all about it.
I know, you were.
But I feel like it's worth the $9, so... I am just going to do a really quick talk. I mean, maybe it'll come. Books come and go off of KU, so it could come back. Keep your eyes open. Yeah, I was
going to say, could they ever come back?
Yeah, they can. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so the book is Icebreaker by Hannah Grace. It is her debut book.
Oh, yes. Yes,
and I mean, listen, for her first book that she's published, I was shocked that it was her. I mean, I guess there's a few things in it. Like, maybe it gets a little slow in the middle, you know, but overall, I was so impressed that this was her debut book. And also, it was my first foray into sports romances, and I was pretty averse to them at first. So if that says anything, and I think this bridges, I told Kim after I was done reading it, because I know Kim isn't into sports romances. I was like, this was really good for me because it didn't really feel like a true sports, at least what my idea of a sports romance is.
Right.
It felt more like a rom-com sports romance where the sports was like very light. And also, she's an ice skater.
Okay.
And I feel like it focused mostly on her and her ice skating rather than him and his hockey.
Yeah, I just don't care about guys and their sports, but I'm into the girls. Like, I can...
Yeah,
to be fair, none of the books I recommend have much to do with sports either. But I do think that, yes, this is a particular... literally nothing. But I do think this is a particular... It's a very good bridge. This is, like, honestly the perfect book to into the genre. Yeah.
So let me... I'm just going to go ahead and read off the jacket cover. So Anastasia Allen has worked her entire life for a shot at Team USA. She wants to be on the Olympic figure skating. What's it called when you have a couples?
Doubles?
Paired skating. Yes, paired skating. Thank you. I think that's good, what it is. Anyways. Okay, so she wants to be on Team USA. That's what she spent her whole life. So a competitive figure skater since she was 5 years old, a full college scholarship thanks to her place on the Maple Hill skating team, and a schedule that would make even the most driven person weep. Stassi has come to win. No exceptions. Nathan Hawkins has never had a problem he couldn't solve. A captain of the Maple Hills Titans, the hockey team, he knows the responsibility of keeping the hockey team on the ice rests on his shoulders. When a misunderstanding results in the two teams sharing a rink, and Anastasia's partner gets hurt in the aftermath, Nate finds himself swapping his stick for tights. The pair finds themselves stuck together in more ways than one, but it's fine because Anastasia doesn't even like hockey players,
right?
So that's the premise of the book.
I love it.
A lot about this book that I loved. One, there is no third act misunderstanding.
Love that.
There's almost no miscommunication at all through the entire book.
Is there any conflict though?
There's conflict, but it's not really between her, the two of them.
Okay.
They go back and forth, but it's mostly because both of them are so driven at what they do that it's like balancing their love for what they've worked their entire lives for and making the time for each other.
Okay.
And it's mostly from Stassi's end, but most of the drama actually surrounds her skating partner, Aaron, who's like her, you know, that's the person she's trying to make Team USA with.
Got it.
And he is a piece of shit. And I think that's pretty clear from early on. I don't think that's a spoiler if you can read any of his like tells. Like, he's just an asshole. But it's like, you know, it masquerades as like, I care for you, Stassi. Like, we're partners, blah, blah, blah. And it's more like the drama comes from like everybody else and the reader being able to see it, but she can't because she's so invested in like their end goal, which is the Olympics, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Got it. Right.
Yeah. So it's dual POV. It's reverse Grumpy Sunshine.
Oh.
It's not really enemies to lovers. I mean, they combat.
I love reverse Grumpy Sunshine. I do too. I love it.
Yeah. It's awesome. And it's not really like enemies to lovers because they don't hate each other. She's very annoyed that like the hockey, there's a misunderstanding, like it says, and the hockey team now has to share the rink with the ice skating team.
And so they're having to
like divvy it up, and he has to like, there's something happens. He ends up having to skate with her. to like be her partner. And it's like this whole thing. And adorbs. It's like, it's more like friends to lovers and like enemies to lovers. Guy falls first. And guys.
Love that.
He is so hot. I love Nate. He is.
You've talked about him like you really.
I love him. He is so progressive. He's very thoughtful. Mm. Stassi is very sex positive. So like I said, she has one goal and it's Team USA. She doesn't have time for relationships, romantic relationships. But like from the beginning, she has basically a friends with benefits with this dude.
Okay.
Ryan, I think that's his name, Ryan. And I don't even remember what he does. He might be on a sports team. I don't remember.
Okay.
But like it is very normal. Like it's not weird. Like, she doesn't, none of the guys, like, on the hockey team, when she starts becoming friends with them, like, slut shame her for that. They're just like, who cares? Like, we're all in college. We're all consenting adults.
Yeah, totally.
Like,
yeah.
We all, like, have people that we hook up with. Like, it's not a big deal. It's, like,
this is life.
It's very normalized, and it doesn't make, she is never made to feel bad about it by, like, I mean.
I love that.
Aaron Hurst. Asshole skating partner is an asshole, but
sure.
Like Nate never ever makes, and Nate, to best of my memory, is never really threatened by him if he comes around, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like if there's at a like, do you know what I mean, like when they start to have feelings for each other, he's not like one-upping, like posting up like, hey, like she's mine,
right?
Nothing like
exactly.
That he's like
that.
I trust and respect her, and I loved that. Like,
what a sweetheart.
He's awesome. Yeah. And y'all, the steam is so good.
I was going to say, tell me about the spice.
There is.
That's the most important part.
There is an Uber scene.
What?
It's an XL.
Uber?
It's an XL. Okay.
Oh, thank you. I was going to say, other person's right there.
Right there.
No, no. It's, and it's a crowded car. Uber. There are people in the middle.
Wait, what? No,
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, well, now I've got to go find out what the super scene is.
Well,
it is hot.
You guys have to figure out what the phone sex scene is.
Yes.
And I've got to figure out what the Uber scene is.
It's great. And I will say it's a very, like, it's like a very diverse cast. It's inclusive. You guys, there is.
Yes.
Love that.
Okay, she's working on the second book, I believe. And I don't know who it's going to be about, but I really hope it's about one of this other hockey player guys. His name is Henry. And I think it said, I mean, I'm pretty sure it said that he's like on the spectrum, and he is just like the kindest, sweetest, y'all. She wakes up like a morning after scene and she like doesn't have anything with her, right? It's like walk of shame type shit.
Right, right, right.
Oh, and God. Like
absolutely. We've all been there.
We've all been there.
Henry like keeps, at first I was like, well, this is a little sociopath serial killerish, but it's not at all. It's like so genuine. He keeps like a whole like toiletry cap like full of like women's supplies, and she's like, why do you have all this? He goes, well, you guys always forget your stuff when you come over, and maybe one girl will spend the night in my room. And he's like, has like all of these things that like a girl might need when they wake up, like everything you can think of. And it's
that
just like
is
really sweet.
What a sweetheart.
What a sweetheart.
It's like,
oh, I love
it's just
that.
Like, it's, I don't
also,
know.
Also, he
I
like
just
goes
love
shopping.
It.
And
he's like so kind sweet. And like genuinely like, I don't know. I just love Henry. He's like a sweetheart and like cares
love
about
it.
Everybody in the house. And I just want him to have his own book.
I love
yes.
that.
Team Henry.
Team Henry.
$9. Perfect. It's not on KU. I'm sorry, guys. But I had to talk
it
about
was.
It.
It was.
To
it was
fair,
on KU when I read it.
It was on KU.
It was on KU. For a very long time.
For a very long time. And literally up until, like, we were planning this episode for a while. And
yeah.
We were like, okay, here's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
And then I think it was, like, what, like, a day or two
literally
ago?
Literally yesterday.
And I was like, no.
Literally, like,
yes.
I mean, I don't know when it came off, but, like, I mean, it was there
right.
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes, yesterday. Right, yesterday you were like,
oh,
guys.
But
well, shit.
Some things are
some things are
worth the money, and
yeah.
this is
yes,
the love.
And
you can
I
always,
mean,
if you have a Kindle, you can always download a sample of the book, and it gives you, like, the first, I think, like, chapter or two
yeah.
chapters, and you can see if you like the writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we think you will.
And we think you will.
Okay, what's next?
Christina, do you want to do Kiss of Deception?
Oh, yes!
Yay!
Oh, yes! So excited!
Oh, my God, I cannot wait to read this.
Okay, guys. All right. So I'm going to be talking about... So, okay, again, I haven't gotten to do one of these KU episodes because I was having the baby. So
the baby.
Now we were like, okay, what can we talk... Like, you know, Christina... Here,
yeah.
here's your KU platform. What do you want to talk
yeah.
about? One of my first thoughts was honestly this, The Kiss of Deception,
yeah.
which is the first book in the Remnant Chronicles. And I think it's because
yeah.
these books have such a special place in my heart. Honestly, also from Anna, I was very much brought into this genre by Anna with Sarah J. Maas. And at that time, years and years and years ago.
Years ago.
When we were wee babes, I caught myself up on... Throne of Glass that was out and ACOTAR that was out. And it was at that time that I then got to a pause and I was like, huh.
What do we read now?
Well, I need something else in this world. Are there other things besides Sarah J. Maas? What could there be out there in the world? And Anna then was like, try this. And this is the first series that I loved and that I understood that the genre was bigger than Sarah J. Maas. This is like, was my like gateway into this series outside of her, honestly. Right. Or the genre outside of her.
I loved this book.
And it's really holds up. I think it's really a wonderful book, a wonderful series. Okay. Like, I think it's so well done. Okay. So Kiss of Deception by Mary E. Pearson. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's great. Okay. In a society steeped in tradition, Princess Leia's life follows a preordinated course. As first daughter, she's expected to have the revered gift of sight, but she doesn't. And she knows her parents, her parents are like creating a sham when they arrange her marriage to this neighboring kingdom with a prince that she's never met. Okay. Like pretty much because they are saying like she has this sight, but she doesn't have it. Okay. But on the morning of her wedding, Leia flees to a distant village. She's like, nope, no chance. No chance. Not marrying this stranger. Not for me. Goodbye, sir. Nope, no thank you. and she brings her bestie Pauline and they're like, goodbye.
Oh, bestie girls trip. Yep, love that. Yep.
Okay, so she settles in a new life, hopeful, when two mysterious and handsome strangers arrive. Ooh. And unaware that one is the jilted prince and the other an assassin sent to kill her.
Yep.
What?
Yup.
Yes. Deception abounds, and Leia finds herself on the brink of unlocking perilous secrets, even as she finds herself falling in love.
Oh. It's really fun.
Okay. My God. So the way this book is laid out, y'all, is so fun and brilliant. So, okay, main POV is Leia. Okay. Like, we're, like, following her through the story. However, the other POVs we get are, it says at the top, this is not a spoiler, this is just how the POVs are laid out. I'm not telling you whatever. But the POVs throughout the book are laid out at the top of the chapter, under it, the numbers. It says, the prince. Others will say, the assassin. Others will say, Rafe. Others will say Caden. And you don't know if Rafe or Caden is the prince or the assassin until the very end. The exact end.
What?
Because these two guys are in her life. They're friends. They're like, everyone's intertwined. And you truly don't know until the very end.
No, because she writes it so well. So like when you read the prince, like let's say you read the prince or the assassin chapter.
Okay.
It's like they never say monologue. They don't use a name. It's an inner monologue, but they never use anyone else's name. So you don't know who it is. Is it Caden? Is it Rafe? But then you'll get Caden's chapter and it's from Caden's actual POV and you know it's Caden. But you don't know, is he the assassin? Is he the prince?
Is he the prince or the assassin?
Yeah, you don't know.
It's so well done. Because like, she also then gives physical descriptions of Caden and Rafe, but you don't get the physical descriptions of the prince or the assassin.
Yeah.
So you're like, who is who? Oh. Who is who? And you don't
know.
Does
she know who's who?
No, no.
Can you imagine me, like sleuth hat, reading this? I was going insane because I was like, I'd be like, oh, Caden is definitely the prince. He is definitely, next chapter, nope, he's the assassin. Nope, Caden's the assassin.
Literally, I mean, truly, this is a book made for Anna because it's all sleuthing. But no, I'm telling you, it's so fun. And it's don't really know till the end.
I actually don't remember. I don't remember who's who.
So I like reread it for this and I didn't remember. And I read the reveal and was like, oh, it's so fun.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
So now I don't want to know, Christina. I told you earlier. I'm not telling you. I don't care. I've already read it.
I'm not telling you.
Now I kind of want to reread it.
There's three books. Okay.
Yeah, there's three books.
The third one is new.
After the first book, you know who's who.
Okay.
And there,
so it
there's
does
no
get
more,
solved
like,
eventually.
It does
surprises
get solved.
Going forward. Okay. You know who's got who. It. She knows at the, like the last page of the book, she is like acknowledges and like talks. She knows. Everyone knows.
Oh my God, this sounds so cool.
Yeah, it's so
it
fun.
It is, it is.
Also, it's just, it's so well done. It's such a great like entrance to the genre that holds up. Like if you just want like a really, like a fantasy book that feels good. Like it just feels like a like hug cozy book.
Okay. I don't think it's that long.
It's really not, and it's like it doesn't have spice. There's
no,
like,
it doesn't.
No
it's
spice, but it's so lovely and like heartwarming, and there is romance. Like you were like into the romance, and like
for sure.
some of the critiques on Goodreads are like, oh, and then all of a sudden they like her a lot, and they're in love, and this person, and it's like, okay, but you also when you're reading it are loving it because you're so in it, and in her mind she's just like run away as this princess, and she's working at an inn, and she's like trying to figure out how to be a waitress, and like this, and then like the guys are there, and like it's just so fun.
Oh my
and, like, her handmaid knows who she is, and she's like, what are you doing? And like,
oh, yeah,
this woman who owns the inn, the woman who owns the inn is like, have you ever done this before? What is wrong with you? Do you not know how to do this?
And she's like, no, I'm like, princess.
And she's like, yeah, and she's sleeping in this barn, and like, but then like the two guys are so like, so endearing. Like, you love them both. Yeah. And you're really like, you want them both to be good, and you're just like, oh my God. It's, and then in their inner monologues, one of them has been tasked to kill her and doesn't want to.
Yeah.
And then one of them just got jilted by her at the altar and is trying to be like, yes, papa, I will go get her and bring her back to marry me. And like, it's great.
Like, it's really great.
I am so excited.
I don't want to give anything away, but I'm telling you. And then the series itself really develops in a great way.
Oh, I'm
and
so
it's,
excited.
I would recommend it to anyone who loves the genre above and beyond. I love it.
Yeah.
I have to say, my other series that holds this place in my heart of my like first like entrance into the genre outside of Sarah, who was also a, you know, recommendation from Anna when we were wee babes getting drunk in the streets of Brooklyn, was
Memories.
By wee babes, I mean 21.
Wee babes.
We were 12. And not like actual children. Yeah. Like 22. It's fine. Okay. But, series that used to be on KU. It's not anymore, called the Falconer series. But I also think
that
is worth a buy. And that one, it is worth a buy. And I do think that holds the same place in my heart of like, it's such
it's beautiful.
Good fantasy read.
Yeah.
Like, so also look at that.
By Elizabeth May.
A little more traditional fae.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Sprite.
Yes, Elizabeth May. Right. And just these two are like my...
It kind of has like a 1800s feel to it.
Okay.
And like The Falconer. It's just
favorite
so,
series that are... My first series I love that weren't Sarah J. Maas.
Yeah.
Were these
cool,
two.
Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay.
So our last book that we're going to talk about is one that I have finished, and Anna and Christina are in the process of reading it.
Yep.
And it is called The Serpent and the Wings of Night by Carissa Broadbent.
Oh my gosh.
And you guys, I read this book. So a couple weeks back, I did a KU fantasy TBR post, and I basically was like, out of these books, which ones would you recommend? And so many people recommended this book. And so I was like, yeah, I'll give it a shot. Because if you don't know, I'm a little bit picky about fantasy.
Kim is cool. Why do you
think I'm a little bit picky
about her fantasy?
Yes, I am. Like, give me a rom-com and I'll put up with just about anything. But like fantasy, I'm super, super picky. We won't go into other series that I didn't like. But so I was apprehensive going into this one because I'm like, it's KU. Like, just, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I was blown away. I think I started texting you guys like 30% in, and I was like, you have to read this book. Like, I was campaigning.
Truly.
I was like, nope, drop what you're doing. Drop, you have to read this book.
She was.
And we were like, haha, okay. She's like,
no, like,
I'm actually. I did.
Yeah, she was like a one woman campaign trail.
And I would not shut up until
they
started.
But also, because we say that to each other quite a bit.
Yeah,
like,
we do.
The three of us text about books constantly.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, read this. And then Kim's like, no.
Yeah, like
alert,
like full
alarm
stop,
bells.
Full stop.
I need you guys to understand this is different than usual.
It is.
I need you to stop and read it now.
It is so good. So it's the first book in what's going to be the Crowns of Nyaxia series. And y'all, this book is so freaking good.
Do you want to read the jacket cover?
Okay, so I'll read the jacket cover.
Yes.
Human or vampire, the rules of survival are the same. Never trust, never yield, and always, always guard your heart. The adopted human daughter of the nightborn vampire king, Oriah. Did y'all say Oriah?
I say Oriah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oriah carved her place in a world designed to kill her. Her only chance to become something more than prey is entering the Kajari.
Kajari.
Her only chance to become something more than prey is entering the Kajari, a legendary tournament held by the goddess of death herself. But winning won't be easy among the most vicious warriors from all three vampire houses. To survive, Araya is forced to make an alliance with a mysterious rival.
Ooh.
Everything about Rain is dangerous. He is a ruthless vampire, an efficient killer, an enemy to her father's crown, and her greatest competition. Yet, what terrifies Araya most of all is that she finds herself oddly drawn to him. But there's no room for compassion in the Kajari. War for the House of Night brews, shattering everything that Araya thought she knew about her home. And Rain may understand her more than anyone, but their blossoming attraction could be her downfall in a kingdom where nothing is more deadly than love.
Oh my God.
Oh my.
Listeners, when I say I started this book When did I start this book? Like Sunday?
Sunday, I think. Yeah.
Sunday? Yeah. I have less than 100. It's Wednesday 530 currently. Pages left. And I'm on page 422.
Yeah. Yeah.
I cannot stop reading.
It's like, so good, you guys.
It's so good.
It's so good. I'm like, literally, yes. I'm still at a phase where like I have a 7-month-old and I'm like trying to like figure out how to read and sleep and the things. And I'm also editing our current episode that's about to come out. And still, with those factors, I am like 120 pages in and I'm texting them both like, this and this and this. I sent Kim texts, guys, I'm not kidding,
literally,
at 3:15 in the morning the other night because my child woke up and I was bouncing him and rocking him back to sleep in the chair in his room, reading on my Kindle and texting him. Me. And I was like
fully coherent sentences too. Like fully like actual thoughts. And I was like, Christina, it's 3. I mean, I wasn't awake, but when I got the next morning, I was like, wow, 3 a.m. That is.
Oh, there were LOLs. Oh. There were exclamation points. Like I was riveted. I was so excited. That all to say, it is so good. Like I can't sell
it enough. It's really good, listeners. And if you listen to our last episode that Kim and I just came out with, Queen of Myth and Monsters, by Scarlett St. Clair. So I texted Kim, I think it was today, and I had just read a very specific part of the book, and Christina's not there yet, so I won't spoil it. But I texted her and I said, this is a level I was like hoping for from Scarlett St. Clair. I mean, not like we enjoyed, you know, go listen to our episode on Queen of Myth and Monsters.
It is what it is.
To hear our thoughts. but this book.
It's a fun episode. It is fun. If you didn't read the book, I have to
this
say.
This book is beautifully written. Carissa Broadbent really handles language well and descriptions and the character development.
Yes.
I mean, yes, it's not
like. It's beautiful.
Like, it's not Sarah J. Maas, like crazy, of course, writing, you know, these like intricate plot lines. But
really
it is
good.
Beautiful. And I like, there are so many passages that I highlighted where I just like screenshot and sent them to Kim. Yeah. I was like, this is just pretty.
It's just
like,
beautiful
writing. It's just, and it makes you feel.
Yes.
Like I was just so verklempt in a couple different parts. Mm-hmm. I just love it. Got listeners.
Well, verklempt. And I like how she writes the action too. Like yes. Everything like as it's going.
Stressful.
Because guys, really it's like good. Kind of like Hunger Games.
The it's so Hunger Games.
There's this, the Qajari is basically like a trial that Araya enters into. And it's think like Hunger Games, but fantasy.
And on like
and
steroids.
But like on steroids.
Oh my God, it's so good.
And she writes these fight scenes where you are just like, you're gripping the page. Oh, you're just like, oh my God, your knuckles are white.
It's so, so well done.
Yeah. So all this to be said, we're going to do a, we have decided that we have enough joy and love in our hearts for this book.
We do.
That we can't not do a full episode.
We have to.
Yes. So we are going to do a full episode. So if you are listening to this and you have not read it, go read it right
please.
Now.
Yes.
And then
read this
you will
first.
Be ready for our new episode that will come out soon. Yeah. I don't know when it's coming out, but it will come out soon. Once we've all finished and we have all been able to figure it out.
It's really, really well done. And again, I am super, super picky. And I know you don't know me in real life, but if you've listened to our episodes, I feel like you know our taste. And it is just, it's going to be one of, I think, all of our favorite books of the entire year. Like, I literally think.
I would go ahead
I've already
and
ordered
it,
the physical copy.
Same.
And you know, if you know me, that I don't actually order physical copies of books unless I love them, because I don't want things on my bookshelf that I don't
actually love. Y'all, it's really fantastic. And there is a sequel coming out. She hasn't announced a date yet, but she's pretty certain it's going to be the first half of this year, 2022. So
We're in 2023 right now.
God,
we're
that
in 2023
that is
right now.
Wild. Okay, I don't know what year it is, but it's coming out this year. And it is just
so
fantastic.
So ideal timing for listeners. You could read it with us.
Yes. And then when the sequel comes out.
Yeah, if you read it, listeners, if you read this book now, if you start when this episode comes out, we will probably already be recording an episode on this book and it'll release and you will have already read it.
Yeah.
And that's great because then you can listen to the episode. And book two is slated to come out sometime in April, I think. So then you'll have read the book and you'll be able to get the second one.
But also as you're reading, DM us all your thoughts because this is something we're constantly texting about,
say,
the three of us. So we're pumped to DM you guys about this, like, truly.
I will say I posted a screenshot in our stories and was like, should we do an episode on this book? And just got so many responses that were like, yes, oh my God, I love this book. This is so amazing.
Please. Yeah.
So you guys obviously have great taste like we do. So that is when we, yeah, please DM us all your thoughts. Oh my God, it's so freaking good. Last thing, I am like 20% into another KU fantasy romance called Little Fire by Holly Mann.
Yes.
I have fallen asleep at like 9 o'clock the last two nights, so I have not made the progress that I have wanted to.
Good for you.
I am I don't know, my body's like, you're working out again. What are you doing? Like, this is so much effort. We're tired. So they just, I just fall asleep. But I'm 20% in.
Girl, I'm proud of you.
It's totally different than The Serpent and the Wings of Night, but in like a really good way. Like it's a really unique premise. There's like mages and there's Seelie and Unseelie Fae, which I haven't read a book with Seelie and Unseelie Fae in a long time.
So long.
Either. So
it's,
yeah.
And then there's humans and so it's like they're it's like forced proximity. They get trapped in like the Shadowlands together and she's a human and he's like an archmage, like one of the highest, you know, whatever.
Oh, I love it.
And so, yeah, this was another one that was recommended quite a bit to us in that post. So I'm getting started on that, but I can't speak on it too far. But so far, I'm 20% in, really, really liking it. So
great.
So far, I would recommend it, but, you know, only 20% in. And okay. I think that's it.
Love that.
I think that's it, Kim. Yay. You want to take us out?
I will take us
out. Send us out, girl.
Send us out. Okay. So that is it. As always, please DM us on Instagram and follow us if you're not already at Flights of Fantasy Podcast. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And until next time, cheers and happy reading.
Cheers, listeners.
Yay! Thanks. Yay.